Yes, and the Lord God was angry. And Yahuwah was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared to him twice and commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Now we see here that it says that the Lord God of Israel had appeared unto him twice. And we read about both of those appearances. And so years go by here, and what happens to the minds of men? Do they forget the deceitfulness of riches? Now, you read about the riches of Solomon and the kingdom of Israel at this time. It was like silver was like pebbles in the street, the Jerusalem, and the nation was so rich at this time. And I see what riches do to people. It puffs them up, makes them think that they're something they're not. And it's amazing how the world cares for these people. What they have to say is important. I mean, I see these famous movie stars, you know, that get in these big movies and they become real famous and everyone wants to go see their movies. And then, you know, something happens or it's a political season or something, and they get on the television or the news or make some kind of announcement, and everybody in the world think, oh, wow, it must be important what he has to say. Of course, what do I think? I think, what does it matter what this person has to say? So they're an actor, you know, and they may be a good actor in some movies or something. So what? But see, their riches puff them up, and because of their riches, now they think they're something more than what they are, which are just men who, yes, they may be good at their craft of acting or whatever, but that doesn't make what they have to say about anything more important than, well, perhaps me or you or the hobo on the street. But they get puffed up. And they start to think themselves better than other people and what they have to say more important than others. And people just fawn after them because of their riches. See, this is the deceitfulness of riches. That's just one element of it. Well, it's time. You know, Solomon has all these strange wives and they have all their strange beliefs in other gods. So Solomon provides for them. Rather than reining them in, rather than, you know, either, you know, if it's not in them, if it's not in their hearts, you know, like, say, the woman from Shiloh who helped to save the Hebrew spies because she was after the faith of the Hebrew God, or the stranger that comes in because of the faith of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, looking for the Redeemer of mankind. These were strange wives. This isn't what they were after. They were only there because perhaps political reasons that they were given to Solomon, for treaty reasons, but they had not given up their strange gods. And Solomon's error is in providing for them to make them happy. We have to give them freedom of religion, right? Not in Israel, not in the nation wherein the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob put his name. You can't allow freedom of religion there. It's not America where they have the First Amendment. Yes, in early America, you had to meet certain qualifications, basically, to be a Christian, to even get into to be part of the government. My, how things have changed. The same way that Solomon turned away his heart from the Lord God of Israel, which appeared to him twice. Wherefore the Lord said to Solomon, forasmuch as this is done of thee, you did this, you allowed it, and thou hast not kept my covenant, and my statutes which I commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in thy days I will not do it, for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the land of thy hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass when David was in Edom, and Joab the captain of the host was gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom, for 6 months did Joab remain there with all Israel, until he had cut off every male from in Edom, that Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him, to go to Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian and came to Paran, and took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, which gave him a house and appointed him victuals and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tahpenes, the queen. And the sister of Tahpenes bare him Genubath, his son, from Tahpenes, weaned in Pharaoh's house, and Genubath was in Pharaoh's household among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, Let me depart, that I may go to my own country. Then Pharaoh said to him, But what hast thou lacked with me, that behold, thou seekest to go to thine own country? And he answered him, Nothing, howbeit let me go in any wise. And God stirred him up another adversary, Rezon, the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer, king of Zobah. And he gathered men unto him, and became captain over a band, when David slew them in Zobah. And they went to Damascus and dwelt therein and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zereda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king Solomon. Solomon built Millo and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. Solomon built Millo and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man, that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way, and he clad himself with a new garment. And they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all of the tribes of Israel. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hands, and will give it unto thee, even 10 tribes. And unto his son I will give 1 tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city that I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take thee, and thou shalt reign according to all that thy soul desireth, and shall be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, and keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I build for David, and I will give Israel unto thee. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt. And Shishak, king of Egypt, unto Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, all his, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? At the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. And we move on to chapter 12 of 1 Kings, and thus continues the lines of the kings. Of course, the lines of the kings after David, beginning with Solomon, his son Rehoboam, and as I expressed last time, that we get our chronology, our timeline from the creation continues here in the kings and in the kings of Judah, because we don't follow the kings of Israel. And here we read, we just read how the kingdom is going to be split, the northern 10 tribes and then the southern 2 tribes under the kings of Judah, which last until, well, basically until the Babylonians come in, and the Babylonian captivity begins, and then the 70 years desolation period. So Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. So, and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. Now these names are somewhat the sound the same. We have Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, and then we have the Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Okay. And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter. What's going on here? Weren't all of Solomon's servants happy? Well, when he turned away from God, the kingdom, well, obviously went sour, didn't it? And it says that he made their yoke grievous. They were all happy when silver was as pebbles in the streets of Jerusalem. That means they have very rich times. That there was money, there was silver everywhere. But that dissipated, and the good times were gone. Adversaries rose up against Solomon. So now, Solomon, what they remember about him is that it's grievous. They forget, you know, it's funny how people forget easily and get caught up in the moment. So it says, thy father, speaking of Saul, made our yoke grievous. Yes, they were taxed. And perhaps the taxes weren't abated when the times became tougher, you know. They still had the same heavy yoke of a heavy government, which was great in the times of great riches. So the people come to him and they plead and they say, thy father made our yoke grievous, now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter, and we will serve thee. You want our allegiance? You want us to serve you? Then lighten this heavy load. And he said unto them, depart ye for 3 days, and then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam, now this is the son of Solomon, in Judah, Jerusalem, he consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him. Yeah. You know, that's like forsaking your parents and your elders and your family, and going to your classmates down at the public school. Because, of course, they're wiser, right? And so anyway, he goes to his peers and his friends that he grew up with. And you know how Rehoboam grew up. He grew up in riches. Times became tough in Israel because his father fell away. But look at the way he grew up and imagine who his friends were. A bunch of spoiled brats, no doubt. People that would cater and cleave to him because of his riches, looking for what they could get from him, willing to be his yes men and give in to his every whim. So he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, his peers, which stood before him. And he said to them, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people, who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were growing up with him spake unto him, saying, thus you shall speak to this people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou lighter unto us. Thus shall you say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lade you with heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father hath chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So, what kind of young men is Rehoboam hanging out with here that would answer people this harshly, that already have a heavy yoke, that I'm going to chastise you with scorpions instead of whips? So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. Okay. Now he's going to bring about the rebellion, the civil strife that's going to come on the nation Israel. So Jeroboam is there with all the people. Rehoboam the king, Jeroboam, the guy that's going to that fled from Solomon and now has come back from Egypt, and he's all the people saying, lighten our loads and we'll serve you forever. Yes, a little bit of loyalty can go a long way. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, yeah, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. Yeah, tough guy, huh? My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. You know, at least today the politicians lie. You know, they say, oh, I'm going to lighten your load and we'll make it a lot easier. And then they lie and they do just the opposite. But this guy just tells them he's going to do the opposite. Of course, if you listen to the politicians today, they tell you what they're going to do, but they also lie to you. So you have to pick and choose. Yes, so he answered them roughly. So wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel, now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent to Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with stones. That's right. See, I'm going to lay a heavier burden on you. So he sends out the tax collector, and guess what they do? They stone the tax collector with stones that he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot and to flee to Jerusalem. Uh-oh. Wrong answer, Rehoboam. Brought it upon himself. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was come again, that they sent and called him unto the congregation, and made him king over all Israel. And there was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. And Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem. He assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, son of Solomon. And we'll have to pick this up next time on Cross the Border. Take some time. Visit my website. I'd like to hear from you. crosstheborder.org.